called the Merencore of St. Pius X. We remain until our last breath the children, the sons of St. Pius X. We are telling to the men of the Church, with your doctrine of Vatican II, bring it back to hell where it came forth. Because that's where it belongs to be. The doctrine that you teach is not the doctrine of the Catholic Church.
No, Father and Son and Holy Ghost, Amen. My dear friends, today we have some good news, so not everything is lost. Today we have the little Raphael. He's making his first Holy Communion. So for the first time, Jesus is coming in the heart of a little child, which is a goal of our religion. And we also have a Japanese convert. Also, soon, God willing, he will also make his first Holy Communion, the goal of our religion being that divine love, the very heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, comes into our hearts. That's what's called the new law. It's the goal of our religion, that our hearts be none other than the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that is a very good news. And also this morning I got an email from Father Ortiz, and he says there is one more priest in the resistance, Father Beltran, in Colombia. So Father Ortiz got stuck because of the COVID hoax, got stuck into Colombia. But, you know, as Providence goes, he meets this Father Beltran, you know, perhaps not him or perhaps another circumstance, but in any ways, he's teaming up with another new resistance priest from the Novus Ordo, who was convalidated by Dom Thomas Aquinas. You know. So he's the 65th priest of the resistance, at least in my count. In my count, we are 65, so it's not so bad. So it's good news, and this morning also good news. The cops were completely uncooperative, you know. They were completely asleep at the checkpoints. So Duterte tried to raise Cebu back to the highest level of alert, you know, the enhanced community quarantine. You know? And all the cops were like that, you know, all the cops were. It seems that some of you, at least in the Philippines, know that it is a hoax, know that nothing is happening, that it's a total hoax, you know. And Dr. Dolera says also, yes, many Filipinos are aware it's a lie, you know. That's what he thinks, you know. And that it's not going on forever, you know. So hopefully things will go back to normal for a while, you know. For a little while things got not so bad, so Elias was able to go back to the seminary. And the seminary also needs to take in plenty of vocations now, because we have applicants. So pray that our applicants, those who are serious, those who are not serious, and those who are effeminate, pray that we get rid of them, you know, but you know, we have to find them first, you know, so that we, as usual, we get rid of them. None of them has gone through so far, all the effeminates and all the, you know, the problematic candidates. Hopefully, you know, I'm knocking on wood, but hopefully we got rid of them. But pray that the good ones make it to the seminary and continue their studies. So we have a long list now of potential applicants. Now the hardest one to come is the Chinese one. I think it's going to be the hardest one. And then there is the Vietnamese, and then there is the other Asian, which is in the U.S. And the rest of other Asians. We need also to get our two Indian candidates on board as well in September. So perhaps in September's planes will be back in operation, so that would allow these two Indians to get on board, you know. And there are some good hopes for Father Blair also to become validated. So perhaps, you know, the bishop visit in Asia would lead to two added resistance priests in Asia. There's only 7 of us in Asia, that's not much, but that these two new priests are terribly needed, you know, sorely needed, very badly needed. The other good news is also, it's on the side, you know, that the Cormarie blog, you know, is also back, you know, so they understand. I think Father Sunil explained to them the situation with Father Pfeiffer, and so they are also back on board. So those are, it's a whole series of good news, you know, we don't have just bad news. Our good God pities us, you know, does, as he says in the Gospel, he pities the lost sheep, you know, the lost drachma. We are now, the human race is lost. We are a lost race, you know. And we represent, of course, just 1%. St. Gregory guesses that there's 100 more angels in heaven than men created altogether. It's possible, since the lowest hierarchy of angels is one of these members of this lowest hierarchy is deputed to be the guardian angel of every conceived human beings, which means that the lowest hierarchy of angels, the angels at the bottom, you know, they are more numerous than the number of men conceived. Now, even the murdered test tube babies, you know, even the murdered aborted babies have their specific guardian angels. So we wonder why God would care for us. We are such losers. We are so lost. We are so witless. We are so dirty and useless. You know, it's a great mystery, like the mystery of the dogs of Jane. You know? So she's got 5 dogs, and they all scratch. You know, most of them don't have any hair, or have half of their hair, and they are covered with bloody, suppurating plagues. You know. And she still loves those dogs. And so does Michel, and so does Tintin and the others. So they give them the best, you know, the leftovers of the chicken, and those dogs are still fed. And it's a mystery. I just wonder why they love those dogs. It's a great mystery. And so it helps me to understand the mystery why God still loves us. I think it's because we are like babies, you know, like a little baby. If you sit a baby in the sun, after 2 hours or few hours, or if you don't take care of a baby, after a little short time, the baby dies, you know, because it cannot defend itself. We don't know how to defend ourselves. We didn't know how to defend ourselves against Satan. Now the boa, the serpent, is trying to snuff all air out of our lungs. The constriction of the boa is very strong, and then they have a plan, you know. They are revealing a demonic plan which is very similar to the plan of the Antichrist, without the religious element of it though, but a plan of total control. In Singapore, I hear, you know, that in Singapore people wear the bracelet already. The people are already tagged, like animals. You know, the excuse, of course, is always safety, you know. I'm told also that Bill Gates sends the COVID app, you know, without us noticing. It's already on all the Google phones. That the app is already implanted. So they're already tracing you, you know, where you are. You know. So we are so witless, you know. They are shackling us, they are tying us down, they are locking us up, you know? And so we are so witless, and that's why, because we are so defenseless, that would be the main reason why we would enjoy God's pity upon us, you know, Our Lady's pity upon us. So our Lord guarantees us many times, this is not the only episode in the Gospel, our Lord guarantees us that He pities us, that He really will not allow us to be destroyed by the communists, by this tremendous communist and operation of lies, which is an operation of lies. And also, even in that regard, also there are encouraging signs, because in France, I didn't know that all the tests, the COVID tests, are approved by the authorities in Paris for the rest of the world. So even the Chinese submitted their plastic device to Paris for approval. Yeah. And so one... And this is routine. It's a routine that happens over the years, you know, over the past 20, 40, 50 years, that corporation would take 500 samples or and would test it on 250 positive and 250 negative in order to write down the results, you know. Then this would be sent to two hospitals in Paris, who would then approve and submit to the Paris, you know, medical authorities, who would eventually deliver the approval badge for this test, which test would be produced in China, everywhere else in the world, and used everywhere else in the world. I didn't know it was the structure. Now, it so happens that the doctor, the scientist who took the measurements, just leaked on YouTube that not only the usual 11 tests system were approved, like in every flu epidemic, you know, the regular epidemic of flu or corona, because coronavirus is a classic virus, you know, that kills a lot less than the flu. You have the H1N1, you know, the SARS and then the others, you know, which always very mild and limited, you know. Now, this time, the Parisian microcosm approved 23 tests. And out of 23, only one test works. Only one is reliable. All the others, they are way below the percentage, because normally it's between 98 and 95% of success rate, you know, for the positivity and for identity. You know, the test determines two things: whether you're positive and what type of virus you have. So whether you are positive, it's 95% is required, and whether the type of virus you have is 98% is required. Only one test qualifies. The others are all fraudulent, and they are way below 90%. So it shows, again, it's a huge scandal, because what they refer to you as cases are not cases. Those are fraudulent tests worldwide.
So it's and that's why
Duterte is keeping people in prison today, because he claims he have cases. But now we know that the regular authority that always approves the plastic tests, you know, there are three ways of testing, but the other two are unwieldy, you know, DNA thing, you know, you have to go in the nose, it's very complicated. The classic one, the plastic device one, it's all faulty and defective. And so these doctors there is wondering whether they are completely incompetent or very malicious. But he says, we've been doing this procedure for years. It has always worked for years. It can only be malice. It can only be evil intent. There is an evil intent. And an intent to destroy or to enslave the human race. And that just came out, a few days ago, you know. So it's another huge scandal, you know, another huge. It's not just the work of Dr. Raoul, who stood for the truth and took on the Judeo-Mason-run, Big Pharma, and won the debate. Whenever they sent contradictors and interviewers, he won, he smashed them, he smashed their lives. Now there's another one, and it's also very encouraging. So hold on tight, you know, you hold fast, stand in the truth, and pray to God that this whole operation of evil, this ancient operation of evil, which is called revolution, They want to shovel down our throats the fourth revolution, or the third world war. You know, pray to God that this whole operation of evil be smashed, you know, crushed in the head. Because what's happening at the medical level is a crushing of the head, you know, crushing of the lies. What we are praying is that this operation of error be also crushed in the head, crushed in its lies at the religious level, so that the gates of heaven be reopened again, you know, to the rest of the human race. That these lies be entirely crushed. So there is good hope that if on the medical level, you know, the head of the serpents, the fake, you know, pharmaceutical serpent, was just crushed a second time, you know, we can certainly hope that God will do the same, especially at the religious level, so that the Catholic Church can go back to its business to open the gates of heaven and to avail the sacraments and the road to heaven to the millions and billions of human beings. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.